USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, President Trump is calling those aboard United Flight 93 true heroes for their actions that day when terrorist hijackers were looking to crash the plane in Washington, D.C., but many of the passengers rushed the cockpit and the plane went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
19 years ago on this day, at this very hour on this field, 40 brave men and women triumphed over terror and gave their lives in defense of our nation. Their names and their stories are forever inscribed on the eternal roll call of American heroes.
The First Lady and Joe Biden also there at the event at the Flight 93 Memorial. Vice President Pence spoke at events in Lower Manhattan. Top military officials spoke at the Pentagon. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Police in Portland, Oregon are no longer allowed to use tear gas against protesters, even if they turn into rioters. The mayor had banned the use of tear gas in June unless absolutely necessary. Then yesterday he banned it entirely, saying it's time to reduce the violence in that city. Portland has seen more than 100 consecutive days and nights of protests against police brutality. Lawyers for the four former Minneapolis police officers charged in George Floyd's death want separate trials for their clients. They're expected in court today to try to convince a judge to go along with their request. Senate Democrats have succeeded at blocking a Republican stimulus bill. No Democrats voted for advancing that measure in a procedural vote yesterday. It was aiming to expand liability protections and unemployment benefits. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on remembering 9/11, 19 years ago today.
Now the president is here. He just finished reading to some children at the Emma Booker Elementary School and was asked about the incident. He said he was aware of it.
I'm a few blocks from the World Trade Center right now. The scene is absolutely a horrific one. You have people streaming out of the area. You've got people literally in tears and shock.
Street, I looked up in the air. There was an airplane actually going into the World Trade Center.
This is going to be a day that's going to live in infamy. And, you know, it's going to cause changes in terms of security like this country has never seen before.
President Bush is about to speak. He's in Florida.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
Now we understand that there is an explosion. There has been an explosion in the Pentagon, the heart of the military command center of the United States of America, John. It can't get much worse than this, let's hope.
This is the kind of terrorist attack that is the nightmare that experts and others have warned about, but some of us may have thought really could not happen on such a scale. This is quite remarkable.
Night at 93, Cleveland, do you still hear the center? United 93, do you still hear Cleveland?
80 miles southwest of Pittsburgh, this United Airlines Flight 93 crashed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.